Mancha kalpat rubies cha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Our obeisances to the Vaishnavas, the devotees of God, God, Vishnu, Krishna, Ramachandra in particular. Our focus is on Lord Krishna, and to the devotees of the Lord, our obeisances, because they are an ocean of mercy and they are very kind to the fallen souls like us, to help us because they don't like to see us suffering in this world. Krishna does not like to see his generated parts and parcels, us, the living entities. He doesn't like to see us suffering. He wants us to be at home. And Krishna and the Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord, have come to give us so many advices and so much of a helping hand to try to connect, to connect ourselves with Krishna. Our Facebook has unfortunately suffered a little problem. Okay, anyhow. So Krishna and his devotees are trying their best to help us connect with our home, the home where we should be living, in a land of sweetness, beauty, charm, a land which is everlasting and ever increasing in life, ever increasing in joys of life, the living life, the life that is worth living for. So today we're going to hear something from the Lord himself, Bhagavan. Bhagavan means God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we do have a little difficulty with Facebook today. All right, so let us continue. So Bhagavan means the Lord himself. And here I'm actually speaking to you from London today. And yesterday in London, we had a well-promoted, a well-attended, over 80 people in the program yesterday, which was billed and advertised as Introduction to Bhagavad Gita, Part 1. So an introduction part one and an introduction part two will follow next week. But the attraction of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita is known by every Indian, you can say, and is widely known throughout the world. By now, the name Bhagavad Gita has become a common name, like we hear, like the Bible. We maybe hear of the Bible, but how many read it? Heard of Bhagavad Gita, but how many read it or heard it? And Bhagavad Gita means the song of God, or God's song, Bhagavad Gita. And the Vaishnavas are bringing us the message of God and focusing in particular on various key books, key instructions, which are so relevant and necessary for us. And this focus on Bhagavad Gita is given everywhere, that we must give attention to the Lord's message, to Krishna's message to us. Now, we're quoting from Srila, make myself sure, because I do quote from Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev, Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj. This is from Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rokok, Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, our Guru Maharaj, who we know actually as Srila Guru Maharaj. And Srila Guru Maharaj is giving us some very essential point, not only about the message of Bhagavad Gita, but the message for our life. Because after all, it is the Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's message to Arjuna and to us all for how to lead our life successfully. So here Srila Guru Maharaj is speaking. So Jai Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. And of course to his inseparable servitor, Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. And of course to Srila Prabhupada's Siksha disciple who brought Krishna consciousness to the whole world, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. So a short excerpt, it's not long, but it is very substantial. Srila Guru Maharaj giving us the very essence of the essence. Srila Sridhar Maharaj. There are two things we must be very careful about. We should not think that if we cannot enjoy the fruits of our labor, then there is no reason to work. At the same time, we should not think that we must get some share of the fruits. Remembering this, we should go on discharging our duty to Krishna. That is devotion, and that is the meaning of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, "You cannot change the environment. If you want peace, you must regulate yourself according to the environment." Then Srila Guru Maharaj saying, the whole gist of Bhagavad Gita's advice is found here, that try to adjust yourself with the environment, because you are not the master of the environment. All your energy should be devoted to regulating yourself and not the outside world. This is the key to success in spiritual life. So what is the key to success in spiritual life? That all your energy should be devoted to regulating yourself and not the outside world. Srila Guru Maharaj continuing. Bhakti, devotion, does not depend on the environment or on the dealings of others. It is ahaituki apratihata. Ahaituki apratihata. That is that nothing can obscure that flow except our own ego. So we're getting so many key understandings in a short excerpt today. So nothing can obscure that flow except our own ego. I am my own greatest enemy. And then Srila Guru Maharaj quoting, Udharet atmanatmanam natmanam avasadayet atmaiva hyatmano bandur atmaiva ripu atmanaha. That quote and the meaning of that is, we can elevate ourselves or degrade ourselves. We are our own best friend or our own worst enemy. This is a quote from Bhagavad Gita. Then Srila Guru Maharaj in his own words saying, no force outside can check us if we are sincere. Of course, for beginners there is some concern about a proper environment for spiritual cultivation. But even that is also dependent on the nature of their sincerity, or sukriti. Nahi kalyana krit kaschid durgatim tata gacchati. The assurance is given here by Krishna. Krishna says, I will be there to look after you in any unfavorable circumstance. I am omniscient and I am omnipotent. Also, so if anyone is directed towards me, I shall look after him. And now Guru Maharaj, also in his own words, but not quoting Krishna as such, it has also been seen in history in the cases of Dhruva, Prahlad, and so many others. Sincerity is invincible. Even obstacles may improve our position if we can take them in the right way. From a higher angle of vision, it may be seen that everything is coming to help us. So, in a very short introduction to the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Guru Maharaj has given us the very gist, the very key, the essential point for our devotional life, drawing this from Bhagavad Gita and Krishna's instructions. So in this world, we need guidance. Otherwise, we may be able to, you know, develop bigger and bigger telescopes to go to further and further into the universe, or bigger and bigger microscopes to go further and further into the minutest atom. Many things may be developed, and other means of transport, which are only a dream at the moment. Just as when we are young, it was only a dream that you could ever be able to talk with each other over long distances, with the video and everything live, and what to speak of economically, that basically almost everybody in the developed world at least is able to do, not only for the very top tiny percent of the wealthy. So many things that were a dream previously are yet to be discovered. They're as dreams today. But with all the material discoveries that may come, they're not addressing the issue of the permanence, the necessity that we are permanent. We feel it inside. We know it in our heart. We see it when somebody leaves their body. We understand that the soul continues. And the soul means the person, the living entity, the jiva, that spark of life which is required for everything. Whether to grow a fruit or vegetable, whether a fish in the water, whether a human, the spark of life is necessary to be injected within the material world. And after all, it doesn't take much analysis to understand that our bodies, they are only material, they are only mud, they're only meat, they're food for other animals. They're made of mud, a transformation of mud into vegetables or into anything else if you're non-veg, but it's all coming out of mud, and this is the body, blood, bones, all these things which are inside it. But the living entity, when the living entity is in the body, then the body is also being maintained. And every doctor knows, when the living entity, the spark of life, leaves the body, then within 24 hours, the body starts to decompose, everything inside starts, all the diseases which are waiting, all the germs and things which were waiting to take over, that living entity is no longer there to keep the vitality in the body. So here they come to take possession of the food which is left behind, whether it's germs, whether it's animals, whether it's vultures, whatever it may be. So the living entity, we are continuing, the life is continuing. And how should we lead our life? Our life is for selflessness. And here at the beginning, that Srila Guru Maharaj is telling us, for selflessness, we will do our duty, and not in a miserly way or a business way, that I'll only do something if I get the fruit, and not to be attached to the fruit, if a fruit will come from our activities. That's not to be enjoyed by us. That's to be reinvested as capital in the bhakti process. So Srila Guru Maharaj is giving us several important points here, from our selfless service to our adjustment to the environment, that we are not masters of the environment, but we can be a master of ourselves if we can control our own thinking, our own senses, willing, feeling and thinking. If we can bring this harnessed and under control, then we can be our best friend. If we just let the senses and the material world pull us this way and that way with the motivation of enjoyment of the temporary things of this world, then we are our own worst enemy. And Srila Guru Maharaj pointed out here that everybody, they can upgrade themselves or they can degrade themselves. And so with our intelligence, we need to search out, understand and follow the path of improvement and not degradation. And then that we will come and we will not make any complaint to the environment, but rather we'll come to see that everything in the environment is favorable, coming to help us in our focus to bhakti, to devotion. Devotion is causeless, but at the same time, devotion needs the connection of the devotees. And here Bhagavad Gita is coming very beautifully to come to give us assistance, to put us in the right direction. And presently Krishna comes to say, and how will you be successful? You'll be successful by somebody who's come, who's already got that treasure of bhakti in their heart. Come to the genuine sadhu, those who are striving for that pure world. If you can, those who are residents of that pure world and who are agents here. And in this way, we will try to get good advice. We will, by serving them, gain their qualities. By pleasing them, then we will gain their grace. And that grace is coming in the form of devotional capital, that we will become magnetized, we'll become heated, cold iron becomes hot in the association of fire. Another piece of iron becomes magnetized by being in the association of another magnet. And in some kind of example way, as an analogy, then this is given that if we associate with the devotees, then we will be also magnetized by their devotional nature. And gradually, by following the practices, following these guidances, and knowing that Krishna is there to help us, as Guru Maharaj then gave, that Krishna, he is there to give us support in every situation. And sincerity is invincible. So here we are, we're in the world, we definitely need guidance. We have guidance from the Lord and we have guidance from his agents, the Vaishnavas. And now it is our hope and prayer that we can always maintain our life's progress, our life's journey under their guidance and not to be distracted by anything of this world. Take our head out of the garbage and into the joyful, sweet world. And that joyful, sweet world has been opened up to everybody by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, the great messiahs of devotional life, the great messiahs to show the beauty of being a devotee of God, that this is the very hankering that everybody will find is within their deep heart for joy and eternity. And that apex of that is in selfless loving service to the Lord and his devotees, indeed the Lord through his devotees. So the Lord is giving us guidance. The more we can be devoted, selfless, do our duty nicely for the Lord, as much as we can understand, the more we will be self-giving, we will be brought into higher association. The more we can be self-giving, we'll be brought higher and higher. It is an all-win situation, all-win transaction, because no one is exploited. By dedication, then everything is flowing into the giving channel, the caring channel, the channel where everything is nourished by selflessness, and where there is harmony with the Lord at the center and his devotees, and avoiding the clash of the separate interests, which must inevitably clash with each other. And there, here Srila Guru Maharaj also today told us, if we want to be peaceful, then here is the key. So, reminded of the great treasure of Krishna's message in Bhagavad Gita, let us keep these instructions, this guidance that's been given by the Lord Krishna and has been emphasized by the devotees who are an ocean of mercy, selflessly giving us the opportunity to enter within this joyful current of devotional service. So Jai Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, and to our Grand Masters Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Rokok, Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj, who we've been hearing from today, Ki Jai, and his inseparable servitor who has made Srila Guru Maharaj available to the world and shown us who is Guru Maharaj and given us this service opportunity to him, that service connection, to be continued generation by generation. A wonderful Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, and to Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who, prepared by Srila Guru Maharaj, presented Krishna consciousness to the whole world. And as taught, as all they are giving us, as taught and shown, revealed by Srila Bhagavan, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasati Thakur, who, after Mahaprabhu, has come to be the propagator of Mahaprabhu's message to the whole world in this wave of Krishna consciousness, which has burst the banks of being confined to a location in India to coming to the whole world. So by the grace of all of these three, four great masters of very recent times, then may we all, with their guidance and their lotus feet on our heads, try to proceed safely. Vancha kaupa turubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.